The Syracuse City School District says it's already working to improve discipline within the city's public schools. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the state has been investigating the district's policies.
The state attorney general launched an investigation late last year into potentially overly harsh punishment of minority and disabled students in the Syracuse School District. A draft of the report was finished last week, and according to the Post Standard, which obtained a copy, the district has one of the highest rates of suspension in the nation. More than half of the district's minority students have been suspended at least once. The Attorney General's office has declined to comment. In a joint statement, Superintendent Sharon Contreras and Board of Education Vice President Bill Boland say they're working with the AG to find a resolution. The district says it's put in place numerous initiatives to address student behavior and is making progress. It hired an outside expert to overhaul its disciplinary practices. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.